But a critical time that really helps our team.
So where are we at with the goaltenders in your mind, Coach? Is it pretty much a dead even now? Neither one has really jumped out as being, you know, the star, but yet they're both playing pretty well?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, Phoenix has not played for a while, has not played since that first game just after the new year in Lake Superior, right, for one period. So, but he's looked good in practice. He's looked sharp. He's continued to battle hard. And I think he's to a point now where, you know, we're going to see him, you know, and maybe we just have to split both of them until one really grabs the horn and pull by the horn and says, hey, I'm the guy. I'm going to take this job and I'm going to run with it. And we haven't had that at this point. You know, Jamie's played well, but, you know, in a game where you maybe need your goalie to steal you one. I don't know if our goalie has stole us a game this year, you know, where the other team walks out and feels like, wow, I mean, we just got robbed. Like Bowling Green did when they came up here and beat us 3-2 the one night. I mean, you know, we outshot them at 44-15 or some darn thing. And they walked out and, I mean, they felt like they had just robbed the bank and in broad daylight and walked out. So, but we need a couple of those games, and they're both capable of it. So we'll see how things go down the stretch and see if one of them can emerge for us.
Well, Coach Bob Daniels mentioned that about C.J. Mata and how he stole that Saturday night game down at Big Rapids. I mean, he told me that face-to-face. And right. So he understands what the goaltenders can do.
Well, no question, and they're the big part of your team, and especially when every game is so close and so tight that you need a goaltender to step up, and like their goaltender did. Charles Williams, he makes some subtle saves in that first period on one of our power plays. We get a shot through Tyler Hainan, and he gets a point-blank shot, and then that rebound goes to your best scorer, Alex Patan, and Charles Williams makes a great save. He's over in position, and I thought he subtly had a real nice game for him, and got a little bit of luck, too, but sometimes to be good, you need to be lucky, and sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but we need that. We're going to need that going forward. We're going to need our goaltending to step up and win a couple games for us.
What about defense, Coach? Daniel Silva's been out for a while now. Looks like Walker Hyland has kind of settled back into a top six defenseman with Chris Leibinger. And your thoughts on our six and beyond going into the next week?
Well, I thought they were okay. I thought they had some moments this weekend, our defense. I thought the times we overhandled the puck, we weren't sharp. We just didn't seem to be real sharp on Saturday. And you know, I thought we'd be better. You know, after Friday's game, after the second and third period, I thought we would have been much, much better than we were and to start the game Saturday. But for whatever reason, we just got into some penalty trouble, got behind early, and could just never get going. And I thought our defensemen were okay. You know, Dan Sova, you know, he can play. We want him to play better. He's a senior. We're asking him to do some things in his game that he needs to do better. And then Jimmy Davis has looked real good in practice, actually. So we have some guys who can play, which is nice. We know we have some depth there in case we need to plug somebody in.
Well, looking ahead, before we get to our questions, we'll take a break on that. But Bowling Green coming up this weekend, Coach. We tied and lost to them earlier in the season, and they've got some good players on this team. How different are they compared to a Ferris State team?
Well, a little different style. I think they play a little bit more wide open, a little bit more offensive. I mean, they're still, when you look at their goals against, right there in our league. You know, I think they might be top in our league or right there. But I think they're balance is spread out a little bit more. Like I said, we saw them earlier in the year. I think we caught them at a good time when they came up here. Chris Bergeron had said they were really tired at that point. It had been a long grind for them, just like us. Like neither one of us had a weekend off in the first half. So, but they're an explosive team. They can score. Lake Superior, I know they got six on Saturday on them and in a hurry. And usually they've got a very good power play. They've got a real good defenseman that's going to play in the Olympics. How about that? They got Olympic.
Pretty amazing.
Freiburg's is a real good defenseman, heads up. And
He's got 17 assists this year.
He's good. He's patient. Yeah. He's got poise. He's like that Steven Saigo on the power play, you know. And I wish the Olympics were a little bit sooner. So I think he's only going to miss actually two games. Yeah, somehow the way it works out. They might have an off weekend there or whatever. Wow. It just works out fine. But they're a good team. They're a good team. This is Chris's fourth year, and you can see they finally finally made a step, I think, this year. And they play the right way. They play hard, and they have some talent. They got their best player back, who we did not see the first time around, mm-hmm. and Ryan Carpenter is a goal scorer, and you know, he scored this weekend for them. So we're going to have to use everybody, and we've talked about that we need everybody on our team going. We have to use our depth, and everybody has to show up and play to give us a chance to win, especially on the road against a good team.
And Carpenter's been out for a while. He's only played 4 games.
So his game shape and conditioning is still not maybe quite there, but he's still got a good stick. He still knows how to score. A little like David Johnstone.
Right, right.
David Johnstone's missed a lot of hockey, but you notice him when he's back in the lineup.
All right, we'll take a break. Your questions for Coach Mel Pearson coming up. Still got about a minute or so to get those in. DJ at the Mix 93.com.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome. Stock up this month with these great deals from Bucko's Party Store. In Calumet, all Pepsi 12 packs of cans are 2 for $8 or $4.29 each. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters are 4 for $5 or $1.59 each. All 6 packs of cans of 12 and 16-ounce beer on sale store-wide. Pick up all your favorite munchies, including pizza deals. Plus, Bucko's accepts the bridge card. Don't forget, if you're hitting the snowmobile trails, Bucko sells snowmobile permits. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
And these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA. SIPC.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
All right, welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. It's time for some questions for Coach Pearson from you, the listeners, who have emailed them in. And let's kick this off, Coach, with, does Coach Mel Pearson think that we can make home ice, and how important is it to us to have that home ice in the playoffs?
Well, good question. Do I think we can make home ice? I do. I really do. I mean, this team, I believe, has all the ingredients to make a good run. And it's nice we're getting healthy. And two things we need to do better to have a chance. I would say number one is obviously our power play has to continue to make progress. I thought we made some progress, even though the numbers might not show it this week. There's some good things going on there. And because it's so critical, that one power play goal or two a game can really make a difference. And then our goaltending. We have to get a guy who really gets hot and gets on a run that can, they're going to have to steal a game somewhere for us when we have an off night. And I don't think we've really had that this year, maybe outside of one of the Fairbanks games. So, but we're going to need a goalie to get hot and really put together good strings. So those two things. But yes, I do think we can get there. Is it that important? The way the league is this year, and I guess because of the balance of the league, it's not the most important thing. I think number one is you get in the playoffs and then you have a chance, but being at home obviously is an advantage. It's a little bit nicer. You get your crowd in behind you. So, but having said that, if we have to go on the road, I think we'll be fine also.
Next question. What does Coach Pearson have to say to the fans who have become apathetic and saying that it's hard to stay positive and enthusiastic?
Well, that's a good question, but I think you just have to turn the page back a couple of years ago, and see how far we've come. I think we all want success, and we all want it quicker than it's come, and maybe more victories, but even our goals against, if you just look where we were, a short time ago till we came in now, I mean, we're one of the top teams in the country in goals against. Now, having said that, our scoring is down this year, and it's not where we need it to go, but we need to pick that up. Overall, I really like where our program is. Your seniors need to be your best players, and we're getting there. I don't think, the seniors have had great years for